Remember Richard Blanco, the poet for President Obama's second inaugural? He's Cuban-American. Blanco came to the U.S. as an infant with his Cuban exile family. Much of his poetry is playful, and he says it often asks questions like, what is home and what is belonging?
I was made in Cuba, assembled in Spain, and imported to the United States. My mom left 7 months pregnant from Cuba. I was born in Spain. And 45 days later, we emigrated to the United States. So my newborn picture is actually my green card photo. And if that wasn't sort of some kind of fateful thematic element for my life, I'm not sure what was.
So there's a poem of yours called America. It's perfect for this time of year. And we'd like to read a bit of it. Can you launch us off on this poem, America?
Sure. A week before Thanksgiving, I explained to my abuelita about the Indians and the Mayflower, how Lincoln set the slaves free. I explained to my parents about the Purple Mountain's majesty, one if by land, two if by sea, the cherry tree, the tea party, the amber waves of grain, the masses yearning to be free, liberty and justice for all, until finally they agreed. This Thanksgiving, we would have turkey as well as pork.
Okay, so let me stop you there, because turkey versus pork, this kind of emerges as a theme, I hear, kind of a major smackdown in some of your poems. Is this face-off really a big deal for Cuban Americans or Latinos on Thanksgiving?
Well, yeah, I mean, this was one of those memories in my life that it's really the child's yearning to sort of have this authentic sort of American Thanksgiving experience. It's just one of those instances where, you know, there's an adopted tradition, but we don't know how to handle it. Like my mother calls it Sangiving. As in San Pedro or San Ignacio. So in Miami, Thanksgiving is a saint's day. So, but it really has to deal with those sort of cultural yearnings and negotiations, trying to find that line between the two.
All right. Take us through this verse in America that starts with Abuelita prepared the poor fowl, because that's kind of the next course in this meal of yours.
Abuelita prepared the poor fowl as if committing an act of treason, faking her enthusiasm for my sake. Mama set a frozen pumpkin pie in the oven and prepared candied yams following instructions I had to translate from the marshmallow bag. The table was arrayed with gladiolas. The plattered turkey loomed at the center on plastic silver from Woolworths. Everyone sat in green velvet chairs we had upholstered with clear vinyl, except Tio Carlos and Toti, seated in the folding chairs from the Salvation Army. I uttered a bilingual blessing, and the turkey was passed around like a game of Russian roulette. Dry, Teoberto complained, and proceeded to drown the lean slices with pork fat drippings and cranberry jelly, esa mierda roja, as he called it. Faces fell when Mama presented her ochre pie. Pumpkin was a home remedy for ulcers, not a dessert.
So if the turkey's too dry, the solution is add some pork.
Add some pork fat on there.
So did your mom ever make a turkey she was happy with?
I don't think so. Even last Thanksgiving, as I was leaving my mom's house, she pulls out a pork roast out of the oven, and I asked her, why do you have that? Why did you make that? And she said, just in case. But I think it was like she's afraid of messing up the turkey because it's something that Cubans, it's not really a staple of Cuban food, that's for sure.
So true. Well, if you would please, Richard, give us the last four lines of America describing the final hours of Thanksgiving Day in your household.
Sure. Tia Maria made three rounds of Cuban coffee. Then Abuelo and Pepe cleared the living room furniture, put on a Celia Cruz LP, and the entire family began to merengue over the linoleum of our apartment, sweating rum and coffee, until they remembered it was 1970 and 46 degrees in America. After repositioning the furniture, an appropriate darkness filled the room. Teoberto was the last to leave.
Wow, that's beautiful. And refreshingly, no mention of tryptophan-induced naps in front of football on the TV. So we'll go out with some merengue with Celia Cruz, why not? Richard Blanco, his new book just out is entitled For All of Us, One Today. Richard Blanco, the 2013 inaugural poet, thanks very much for your time. Great to speak with you.
Thank you.
Tiene
Azuka. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Follow me on Twitter at Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.